Hey, it's mayhem down here at the Public House patio. Larry Bear's on the scene taking photographs. Marty's shaking hands, kissing. Marty doing his kissing thing. It's phenomenal. It's a mad dash. Who we got as our cash call contestant, Gobby?
We have Frank from Vallejo.
Frank, go ahead. Give us our cash call.
All right, Frank, you ready?
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, too. And even though the Giants didn't make it this year, just everybody needs to remember that they are still the world champions.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you, Frank. You're right.
Yeah, and yesterday it was Hunter Pence's home run.
Gobby?
There's a swing. Pence drives one deep into center field, going way back there, still going, and goodbye! Home run, Hunter Pence. He homered last night, a tape measure shot to left, setting his career record for home runs of the season, and he betters that record the next day.
Congratulations, Frank. You're $100 richer in our cash call, mortgage call of the game. So Hunter Pence making you another happy customer here from the Public House. And without further ado, Marty, you'd like to introduce our guest.
Who is he?
Well,
that's right.
He's the main man.
That's right. Well, you're quite a negotiator, Mr. Larry Bear.
Well, I negotiated here. I didn't have 25 cents on me for the official Marty Larry fan club. No, I got it. I got it. It's not because yesterday we spent what we spent on Hunter. Yeah. That's not why I did not have 25 cents in my pocket.
I just didn't
have any loose change. So but I'm proud to be a member of the official, unofficial Marty Lurie fan club.
Do you realize fans are coming up giving you money?
Right.
I like this. This is good. This is a first here.
They're sympathetic, but you know what? They don't need to be because they're the best fans in the world. And you know it's interesting, Marty. I think I've been on with you twice this year. Bookends. The first game, training game, was it Mesa? I think it was in Mesa. And here. And a lot has happened. We didn't get where we needed to go, where we wanted to go, which was where we went in 2012. We didn't get there this year in 2013. But the fans were... They had a championship year. The fans said, thank you, fans. Yeah. Our fans, I have to say, are second to none. I cannot believe that there is a fan base anywhere in baseball or any sport like the Giants fans, and they filled the ballpark every day, every night. And I just want to say a big thank you to all of you guys. You guys are the best.
Nice.
It's true.
Yeah. Hey, what a week this was, because it was so loud and boisterous and energetic in a week where the Giants didn't have to have anything to play for except for the fans at the yard. So it was definitely gotta tip your cap.
You know, Patrick, it reminds me, and I hope we have the same momentum that happened then. It reminds me of 2011. I don't know if you remember, Marty, you might remember this. In 2011, we were out of the playoff race in late September. The last three games were home games against Colorado, and the fans were into it, and the fans were behind the team. And the next year, if you believe in year-to-year momentum, the next year we went and won the World Series. So it's, I think there is something to finishing fast, finishing good, finishing in a good place, and getting everybody sort of prepped for 2013. And that's, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to try to sign Hunter Pence now versus a month from now. Is exactly that, to let the, not just the fans know, that's really important.
Yeah.
It's also really important to know, let the other players in the clubhouse know that we're serious about getting back to where we need to be, and we're going to put the players on the field to attempt to do that.
But now what about number 55? Everyone wants to know about Tim Lincecum.
Well, as Brian said, as Bobby said, that is, and Boach has said, that's also a big priority. And we're going to go hard with it, with Tim, and see what we can do. It's something that, you know, there's a course. Most of these deals, it's unusual, actually, to sign a guy in September long term, because they usually wait it out. And we're prepared to go through the process with Tim, and it's a very high priority for us to get Tim signed.
Good. Javier Lopez is another one.
Right.
You know, you don't win World Series without the lefty.
You know, there's a lot of subtleties in the game, Marty, that that not everybody appreciates. You and Patrick certainly appreciate them.
Yep.
And having a lefty situational guy, if you want to call him Javi that, is critical. Now, who can forget the at-bats against tough lefties throughout the two World Championship years in down the stretch and in the postseason? So we want to go hard at Javi as well.
Yeah, and Ron Rodas was on with us today with Andy Bagley and said, Javi Lopez is kind of the leader of the bullpen, and a guy who's a psychology major, University of Virginia, a very special guy, and teams are made up of very special people.
One of the things you learn, in, I think, as you go through the players, and you guys know all, if not, or most, if not all the players, is that the players that are at the top of their craft are actually very smart. They have baseball IQs that are really smart, and Javi's a great example of that. He studies the hitters, he studies the game, and he knows what he needs to do, and so he has a kind of an off the charts baseball IQ. He happens to also just be a very bright person in a lot of other areas, and more importantly, in terms of what that has brought to us, it's brought a sort of bullpen chemistry. Javi gets guys, spends a lot of time with guys in the bullpen, and with his experience, he has a lot to share. And, you know, it's interesting. You're out there, especially on the road, you're out there sitting in the bullpen with six, seven guys, and there's a lot of wisdom to be imparted.
A lot of bullpen stories, believe me.
And Larry, for those who didn't hear you come on the Murph and Mac show Friday morning talking about bullpen guys with high IQs.
Well, wait, before we do that, we have a special guest who's here to see Larry. Brian Wilson, would you come up, please?
Hey, Larry could stare him down, right. Stare the beast in the right in his eyes.
Brian is flown up from Los Angeles to see Larry today. He had something else
very
to say.
Very good, Marty.
Very good.
It's been an eventful week for you, huh, Larry?
What was going, my goodness. So, at least Pam didn't say anything.
How do you know?
Nice.
I think Pam actually did say something.
Really?
Here's the thing. I want to be really clear that we get it. And Brian will forever be remembered as the person on the mound when we won our first World Series in San Francisco. That was a big deal. Brian, quite frankly, is somebody I like. And it's somebody that has meant a lot to Giants fans. He got caught up in some emotion. I think it may have been the emotion. It may or may not have been about the ring, but it may have also been about some other things. And in the end of the day, it is we have a big appreciation for Brian, and we harbor nothing, and we want him to be successful in the rest of his career. And he deserves that for what he's brought the Giants. Right.
Thank you, Larry Bear. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Larry, so much.
Thanks for all that you've done all year to bring Giants baseball to our fans.
Thank you. All right.
Marty.